This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us toll free. Bring up anything you want. But coming up here tonight, thousands of soldiers in the U.S. military are now being forced to pay back the enlistment bonus that they receive. We'll tell you more about that. You can share your thoughts with us about anything you want to discuss. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, yeah, surprise, surprise. What have we said before on this show? We pointed out that the government can change the rules anytime. And this is, I think, one of the best, most awful examples of them doing this?
At least a certainly recent awful example.
Yeah. So the story is actually coming from Los Angeles Times. It's specific to California because the California National Guard, apparently about a decade ago, was short of troops. Of course, the military in general was short of troops to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so they enticed thousands of soldiers with bonuses of $15,000 or more to reenlist and go to war. Well, now the Pentagon is demanding the money back.
Well, hold on. So first off, these are people who went, who signed up in California. So it's not specific to California. It's specific to people who signed up at that time, which they could be anywhere right now all across the United States in all likelihood.
Okay. So I don't know if this affects beyond California.
And California is like 12% of the population. Well, if you'd signed up for the California National Guard 10 years ago, and you got this 15 grand or whatever you got, and then you moved to Texas, do you think that
they're still after you?
Yeah, they're after you, man. This is.
I'm just saying, I don't know if there's any evidence that this happened in the Texas National Guard or
any other state. No, I don't think it did.
Okay, just making sure we're clear on that. It affected nearly 10,000 soldiers, many of whom served multiple combat tours. They've been ordered to pay large enlistment bonuses back to the U.S. military and slapped with interest charges, wage garnishments, and tax liens, if they refuse.
Now, I presume that these people did this job in exchange, with the intention of getting money for it, right?
Usually that's why people take a job.
Yeah, that's usually it.
There's sort of this whole narrative of you're fighting for freedom, but we know that's a bunch of crap. Well, you're only fighting for the whims of the politicians.
You certainly fight for what the politicians tell you to fight for, and that's that much is a reality. So, but, I mean, they did it for the money, to some extent, and I think we can, you know, see clearly here that if they would have not offered as much money, then many of these people wouldn't have gone to fight. Right. I remember reading the stories. I remember when it was difficult for the government to recruit. I remember that they were having to lower standards to bring new recruits in and things like that. Another thing you can do is pay more. So they had the experienced troops reenlist, I guess. And these bonuses, now they're taking them back. That's just evil. These people faced the slings and arrows, literally.
That's correct.
Well, actually,
many of them
literally. They literally faced gunfire.
Multiple combat tours in some of these guys' case. After audits revealed widespread overpayments by the California Guard at the height of the war's last decade, investigations have determined that a lack of oversight allowed for widespread fraud and mismanagement by California Guard officials under pressure to meet enlistment targets. Okay, so because the higher-ups in the California National Guard mismanaged funds and or engaged in fraud, that means that the people who have to pay it back are their victims? The people that they promised this money that they might not have had authorization to promise, or they, you know, gave too much out or whatever. But the people who they signed up for these gigs, these military reenlistments, they're the ones who have to pay the price, not the people who actually engaged in the fraud.
That much is true. Yeah. And this is how it always goes with the government. The government is an organization that can fail its way to success.
Right.
And you've got to pay for the failures.
And they'll sacrifice the little guy on the altar of the all-powerful
every
bureaucrat.
Time. Right. Where's, you know, these higher-ups, I assume these are officers of higher rank.
Mm-hmm.
Are they having their, you know, are they having their pensions garnished? What's going on here?
Soldiers say the military's reneging on 10-year-old agreements and imposing severe financial hardship on veterans whose only mistake was to accept bonuses offered when the Pentagon needed to fill the ranks.
Yeah, duh.
Christopher Van Meter, a 42-year-old former Army captain and Iraq veteran from California, said, quote, "These bonuses were used to keep people in." He says he refinanced his home mortgage to repay $25,000 in reenlistment bonuses and $21,000 in student loan repayments that the Army says he should not have received. He said people like me just got screwed.
He's exactly right. Exactly right. And you know, what about the ones that died? Are they going to go after their
their families,
estate, and try to get their stuff back? I mean, this
don't
is,
give them any ideas, Mark.
This isn't McDonald's or something. You know, trying to screw its employees. This is the U.S. military. Their employees face death, especially in this circumstance. We're talking about people who went to Fallujah and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, even if McDonald's made a mistake and paid you too much on a paycheck,
they
they're
going to
find out. They're going to find out right then, not 10 years later.
That much is true, but they wouldn't. They likely wouldn't go after you. I mean, I think it's pretty rare that you're going to find an instance where an employer would take this kind of bad publicity. They just say, okay. Whatever.
In Iraq, Mr. Van Meter, who again was the 42-year-old guy we were just talking about, was thrown from an armored vehicle turret and later awarded a Purple Heart for his combat injuries after the vehicle detonated a buried roadside bomb. So that's how they are helping this man after he, you know, got blown up in the military, is by jacking him for $25,000.
Yep, he takes an IED for Uncle Sam, and Uncle Sam goes and, while he's laying there, pilfers his pockets.
Right. Susan Haley, a Los Angeles native and former Army Master Sergeant who deployed to Afghanistan in 2008, says she sends the Pentagon $650 a month, which is a full quarter of her family's income, to pay down $20,500 in bonuses that the Guard says were given to her improperly. She says, "I feel totally betrayed." She served 26 years in the Army along with her husband and oldest son, a medic who lost a leg in combat in Afghanistan. She now lives in Texas and worries that they may have to sell their house in order to repay the bonuses.
Oh, Uncle Sam's going to get his. Now, you know, there's no debtor's prisons in the United States unless you owe money to the federal government, in which case they'll throw your butt in jail.
She says they'll get their money, but I want those years back, she said, referring to her six-year reenlistment.
Exactly.
The problem offers...
I mean, you can't just go, you know, offer somebody money to do a job and then go and take that money back. I'm sorry that some of your employees mismanaged the money. That's not my fault.
Well, apparently they can. Apparently they can. And that's the thing. The deal you signed is a deal with the government, and they can change the terms at any time, even ex post facto. You know, after the fact here, a decade later, you've gone, you've had children, you've bought a house, you know, everything seems fine, you've managed to pay off your credit card debt or whatever, and now, wham, all of a sudden, $20,000 in debt to the federal government.
Could have to sell the house.
Just absolutely insane. The problem offers a dark perspective on the Pentagon's use of hefty cash incentives to fill its all-volunteer force during the longest era of warfare in the nation's history, but even Guard officials concede that taking back the money from military veterans is distasteful. Major General Matthew Beavers, deputy commander of the California Guard, said, "At the end of the day, the soldiers ended up paying the largest price. We'd be more than happy to absolve these people of their debts. We just can't do it. We'd be breaking the law."
Well, I don't even know what that means. You know, the Department of Defense can figure out, with the kind of money they wasted on the F-35,
right,
they can figure out how to fund this.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it,
let's go to Congress. Let's say, hey, Congress, can we fund this? I mean, that would be the relatively easy thing to do.
I mean, we're not even talking about funding anything. We're talking about money that was gone a decade ago.
Yeah, but they can write it off.
It's already been spent.
They can write it off.
Right, but it's not like they're funding a new program here. I mean, this is somebody is looking over the books from a decade ago and saying, oh, the Guard officials in California mismanaged these funds and they paid too much in these enlistment bonuses. We should do something about that. I mean, they don't have to do anything. They could have just put this aside and said, you know, it's 10 years ago. These people have had a tough life. Some of them got blown up. You know, they're hurting. They are, you know, now they have to deal with the VA and all the other
crap. Little pieces of themselves in Iraq.
The least we could do is just leave this alone and look the other way and not say anything about it. But nope, they're going to make a big deal about it and threaten to steal homes and destroy families. And you can share your thoughts on this. Are you caught up in this? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The us, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us and bring up anything that you want, although we are talking about the most recent story of the military screwing over their members, or their former members, their veterans. In this case, it's not the VA this time. Usually it's like a story about the VA poisoning people or
something, you know, awful, mold on the walls.
Right, having some terrible conditions in which people are being kept in hospitals. No, that's not it this time around. This time it's enlistment bonuses that were paid out to troops that were brought in, I think mostly re-enlistments in Iraq and Afghanistan about a decade ago out in California. Apparently there was some so-called mismanagement of some of those funds, and as a result of that, the U.S. military is now demanding their money back a decade later, which is, as you might imagine, and we're talking about $15,000, $20,000, to all of a sudden get hit with a bill from Uncle Sam for that amount could be a shocker to pretty much anybody.
That could be really bad for a family, right?
Right, after you thought that you were so-called serving your country, which, of course, we know you're really just serving the politicians and these very same bureaucrats who are now demanding that enlistment bonus back. That'll be, I think, a real disappointment to a lot of people. You can join us with your thoughts on that. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe there's somebody out there who actually thinks that the military should get paid back. Maybe you think that these people owe this $15,000 back to the military. I'd love to hear somebody defend this. You know, whatever pencil-pushing bureaucrat has made this decision, I think it's a horrible thing to do to somebody.
It's a horrible thing to do. It's, it seems like a violation of a contract to me. You know, it's just crazy.
So before we go on with your calls and thoughts here, I want to let you know about FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. I've got a cool offer for you where you can actually achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, quote, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen, unquote. You can visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons, perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is called Economics in One Day, and it's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. And for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. You can start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's FEE.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here on the military just continually screwing over the veterans however they can. Let's talk to Steve in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT-FM. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hey there.
Couple of questions and a point of interest.
Yes.
I'm glad you mentioned violation of contract, because most military enlistments are a contract. So, with
yeah, they'll
said,
remind you of that all the time. You know, they remind you of your contract all the time.
That violated the contract. And being a veteran and having to go to the VA hospital and seeing all the guys and women down there, does that mean that anyone that was hurt while they were over there, they now get to sue the government? You know, a fly-by-night ambulance-chasing attorney?
Sounds like they might.
Someone that can, you know, get them $5 or $10 million.
It could very well be the case. I mean, we don't. This obviously hasn't shaken out yet, but I would presume the JAG Corps took a look at this before they went after $20,000 from, I don't know how many, thousands and thousands of people.
About 10,000 or so.
Have you ever met a JAG lawyer?
No.
Okay, they're not all there. They're spoons in a drawer full of knives. They're there, but some of them aren't too sporty.
Okay. So you think that this isn't over yet? That there's probably going to be some lawsuits and perhaps some even bigger payouts.
I'd like to see a lawyer do a class action, even though the victims never get much in a class action. It sets a precedent for everyone else, and it ties up the government where they can't go after anyone.
That much is true.
Well, Steve, I take it you've spent some time in the military. You know a thing or two about reneging on promises.
Yeah, I got out. I had a dedicated contract, and they violated it. And after 2 years, I was released with honorable discharge, full benefit.
So how do they violate your contract?
I went in as my contract said security police veterinarian, and I ended up jumping out of helicopters. And when I questioned, but we ran out of money to send you to school for that.
And did anything happen? I mean, as far as, you know, any kind of settlement or whatever? Because it seems to me that the military's contract, they have the legal ability to change. Hello? Did we lose you? Steve in Tallahassee, going once.
Sounds
we
like
lost
it.
Him. Anyway, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Look, the military can write that. It's not a contract like in your traditional contract.
Right,
wherein,
a contract is a meeting of minds,
yeah,
where two parties come together, you know, bringing, you know, things to the table. If one party can change the rules anytime it wants, you're not talking about sort of a real contract.
No.
You know, the United States government has on its staff hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of lawyers out there. They can defend themselves readily. You've got
right.
to go out and hire one to defend you. That's not fair. That's not even.
It's crazy. All the cards are in their hand, and you know, you should know that going into this, that if they want to change the rules on you, if they promise you college money and then they don't give it to you, good luck getting it out of them. And of course, there's all these, you know, subtexts and small print, and you know that you have to do X, Y, and Z while you're in the military in order to qualify for the promises.
But the point I was making regarding, you know, contract is they'll constantly remind you, you know, soldier, you made a contract that you know that you agreed to a contract with Uncle Sam.
Right. You agreed to an open-ended contract.
They're always beating that into your head. That this is important, you signed a contract.
Well, not that you know, you weren't in the military.
Well, yes, I do. I mean, I've talked to soldiers and Marines about it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stressed. It's common for them to discuss this, and you know they don't care. You know, when it's their side, it just doesn't matter.
And that's true of other government programs as well. So Social Security is another good example of this, where the government promises, hey, you just give us 13.5% of every paycheck you ever make, and then someday, right now, age 65 and beyond, we'll take care of you. We'll send you a monthly check, and we are your government, and we are looking out for you. But, of course, anybody that actually, you know, is paying attention to Social Security knows that it's essentially unfunded past a certain point, and they're going to have to do something to shore it up. They're going to have to raise the retirement age, or they're going to have to lower the payouts, or a combination of both, or maybe some other creative destruction or whatever that they can do to people's lives. But if they decide to pay you out half the amount you thought you were going to get, what are you going to do about it?
Not much.
Exactly. And you don't get to sue the government because they make the rules. Sure, you can try, but you're in their court system. You are in their court with their judge by their rules, by their contract that says they can amend it any time. Corporations do this too, by the way. This isn't just a governmental thing. And by the way, governments are corporations. But your cell phone contract, your internet contract, all these corporate agreements that you've gotten into, most of the time, they don't even have another signature on them. There's not even an authorized agent for the corporation signing it. It's just you signing it.
Just you signing it. How's that a contract?
And there's almost always a term in there that says, we can change the terms of this agreement. Well, sometimes they can give you notice. Sometimes they don't even have to give you notice. It's in there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here on the radio. We're talking about getting screwed over by the government in an agreement that you thought they were going to honor. Oh, you didn't realize you were signing up with a criminal gang. I get it. You know, they don't seem like a criminal gang at first blush. They have all the trappings of a respectable organization. They try to act as though they're, you know, this thing that is something more than just a collection of criminal activity. But I think people are waking up to this more and more, especially when you've got Hillary Clinton as one of the main candidates for president, Donald Trump, of course, also very, very unpopular. People are starting to realize that this whole federal government thing is just an awful deal. We got a lot of great response today here in Keene, New Hampshire. We had a secession event, an NH exit or independence, pro-independence protest, demonstration, whatever you want to call this thing. We had signs out on the side of the road, lots of positive response, lots of honks and waves and smiles and, you know, people, and some cheers as well. Some people love the idea of getting out of the United States, and I think that we're going to see that idea become even more popular here in about 3 weeks. After the election is over.
There's going to be a large percentage of the population that just wants out.
Absolutely. So anyway, HostGator.com will allow you to get set up with a website. Maybe you don't yet have one of these things. You don't yet have a blog. Maybe you want one and you just haven't gotten around to doing it because you're a little intimidated by the process. Well, HostGator makes it easy. They are one of the top hosting companies out there. And they offer a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, which is the the best content management system. This is the, you know, the best set, system for running a blog and a website. They've got over 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, you'll get it all for way big time discount here that we've managed to secure for you. It's 50% off their regular prices. If you go through this URL, it's hostgator.com/FTL. If you just go to their regular website, you're only going to get their regular price, I think 20% off of that. 50% off is what you get.
Yeah, you're not going to find that anywhere.
Hostgator.com/FTL. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. These guys are pros. You get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners by going to hostgator.com/FTL. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, whether it's the military demanding tens of thousands of dollars back from their enlistees a decade later. That's what they're doing to some of the California National Guardsmen that had signed up. Or Social Security changing the rules and screwing people over. You can share your thoughts toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Amanda is in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, happy Saturday.
Hey, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to clear up a little thing about Social Security because I know a lot of people do feel that is a breach of contract, you know, when us young people are looking forward to retirement and they're saying Social Security isn't going to be there. Mm-hmm. But that's because a lot of people aren't informed in how it was actually set up. Back in the Great Depression, it was originally intended to get the workforce to pay in now to pay grandma now as well. It was never intended to have a fund. So when you get into the baby boomers entering the workforce, there was a surplus, but there was nothing in place to hold the money, so it got spent in other programs. So as long as people realize that the money they hand now to Social Security does not go into a fund with their name on it, but it is paying for their grandma and the retirees in their community now, then it becomes more apparent that they need to save on their own. So it's not technically a breach of contract, but it's a common misconception of how the system is actually set up to work.
Yeah, it's a terrible investment as far as, you know, if you look at the numbers, it's like the yield's like 1% or something for the average person. If you happen to be male, of color, you know, poor, then you're probably not going to live as long. So that, you know, tends to diminish the numbers as far as it goes. So from that standpoint, Social Security's, I mean, it is what it says it is. It's a socialized program, right?
Well, and it's not even a contract, unlike the military where you sign something. Right. At no point do you ever
right.
sign
anything. There's no contract with Social Security. You work, you've
got
to pay. It's, you know, it's like a protection racket. You know what I mean? Hey, you can't handle old age, so I'll go ahead and handle it for you.
Right.
I want to apologize
well, that was
to
the
all
other
the
thing. People
Italian Americans.
People became dependent on it, so they stopped saving on their own.
Yep, that's right. It's the idea of promises from the government. The government seems like something that's going to be there in the future. It's always been there in our lifetime, so it's likely to be there in the future. People think that, you know, it's the government. It's the American government. It's been here for a couple hundred years. Why wouldn't it continue on forever? Well, the fact is governments don't go on forever. They fail at some point. And when they fail, you have no mechanism to go after them. Yeah, maybe the guys in the military might be able to put together a class action lawsuit to try to keep the money that they were given. But if the government completely dismembers, you know, if we have secession or the U.S. government fails entirely, then you don't get to extract blood from a stone at that point. So I agree with you. People who feel like they've been promised something by the government need to wake up and start taking care of their own retirement planning at this point.
Well, I think that the
it's never too late
to start. The idea of the U.S. government going away in my lifetime seems pretty ludicrous.
I bet that was a lot what a lot of people in the Soviet Union would have said.
I bet they're still getting some pensions out of it, though.
You think so?
Yeah,
that seems like pure speculation to me.
I'll go ahead and check with some of my Russian friends.
All right. Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing that. Amanda, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it for tonight.
Thanks for your
night.
Call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Brad. By the way, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are some other good examples of these open-ended contracts where, you know, the deal could just be changed on you? Let's talk to Brad in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brad.
Okay, good afternoon, good evening.
Hey there.
I have a very simple comment.
Sure.
There are a great number of federal employees that are not paying their income taxes, nor
really?
Are they
okay.
being punished, nor are they being punished in any manner. My suggestion is the federal employees that are not paying income taxes should have the same rules and regulations applied to them that are being applied to the National Guard in California. I just simply
makes
have
some
that
sense.
Comment.
Wish, well, how about it? Instead of that, we just have nobody pay income tax. Hey, thanks for the call.
Oh, I think that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, that we have a flat income tax. Listen, keep up the good work.
Thanks,
and have a good evening.
Will do. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And again, that's another agreement that nobody ever really wanted to agree to. Yeah, you signed up for the income tax by filling out a 1040 or a W-2 or what is it, a W-4, I guess. What, W-4 when you get a job usually for the first time.
You shouldn't take tax advice from Free Talk Live.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I'm trying vaguely to remember what it was like back when I used to pay those things. So you sign up when you first get the job, and then you know you get on the IRS's radar, and then they're going to want to talk to you for a long, long time after that, and they're going to say that you owe them all this money. That, as far as I'm concerned, they're just a group of strangers.
It's a weird sort of indentured servitude. You work, you pay.
If some,
you don't work, we'll pay you.
Right. If you know, some group of strangers you've never heard of before with a random three-letter acronym for their name sends you an invoice saying, Mark, we've determined that this year you owe us the amount of $5,000. Please, enclose a check and fill out this form to give us some of your personal private information at the same time. And if you don't pay the $5,000, we'll send a group of men with guns to your home, and they might kidnap you in front of your children.
That's kind of how it goes.
I mean, what makes the IRS any different than some other criminal agency that might send you a random invoice trying to extract money from you with a threat of violence? That's all they are.
I guess the difference is that they use the money is then given the United States government, and it's dispersed after the bureaucrats and politicians take a nice big chunk for themselves and their mm-hmm. friends. Then it's kind of dispersed, and you get some of the crumbs that come back. To some extent, right? Like
that sounds like a really crappy deal.
Oh, it's a,
why
it's
would anyone
an awful
sign up for
deal.
That? Why would anyone voluntarily go along with this?
Well, that's kind of the point with taxes is that people believe they're necessary mm-hmm. because no one would do this stuff on their own. They wouldn't pay for the worst school in a given district.
Some people claim they would. Some people
schools are.
I can tell you this, Mark. I've been at enough anti-tax protests in my time to know that there are some people who claim that they would pay taxes voluntarily. That they, you know, love the idea of being taxed. They love the
state. Then they are taxes.
Then what are they?
Well, tax by its definition is something you pay involuntarily.
Is that true? Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
It is voluntary. It's just a payment or a gift.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. If you appreciate what we do here on Free Talk Live, then of course you can enjoy the entire website for free. But you know, realize it does cost money to put that thing together. It costs a lot more money than I thought it would. but beyond that, we're also promoting Free Talk Live constantly to new radio stations. We've got over 160 great radio affiliates across the United States right now. We could have hundreds more. It just takes money to make that happen, to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's why we have the AMP program, where you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 per month, or you can pay with Bitcoin. So you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa and MasterCard on our website and Bitcoin. We just had a guy, gal, actually have no idea, someone signed up this week with Bitcoin. They paid for a whole year in advance, because with Bitcoin you got to pay in advance. So you choose the term, 3 months, you know, 6 months, a year, whatever. He paid for a whole year in advance and sent me a PGP encrypted message, just kind of explaining how long he or she has been listening to the show, and you know why they listen, and that they've supported some of our advertisers in the past, but they've been waiting until Bitcoin to amp the show, because privacy is really important to this individual.
Sounds like it, if they send a PGP message.
And they sent it with like a throwaway kind of email address with, you know, not their actual Gmail or Yahoo or any of those things. So an unidentifiable kind of email address, and I don't know where that money came from.
It's one of those. It's a White House employee. I know that we're widely listened to there, and
it could be.
Yeah,
it could very well be, or maybe an FBI agent or something like that. Who knows? But that option is there for you if you want to pay with Bitcoin to amp the show. You can do that, and of course, whether you pay with Bitcoin or dollars, you can get all the perks that the amplifiers get, which is the AMP only podcast, the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only Facebook group. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMPamp.freetalklive.com. So we go to Joe. He's in upstate New York listening to WTNY in Watertown. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
I just want to make clarify a point. First, I'm no fan of the government, so don't misconstrue what I'm about to say. But
okay.
those National Guard soldiers in California who got screwed, they got screwed by the state of California, not by the federal government. National Guard is controlled, paid for, enlisted, re-enlisted by the state of California.
The Department of Defense is the one who issued this, as I understand it, and that's the feds. So they are claiming that that the bad behavior went on by California National Guard, but it's the DOD that's pressing the issue.
Well, right. Where did the money come from to pay these people? If they were hired to go and work for the military in Afghanistan and Iraq, presumably that money came from the federal government.
But they're not, though. They're hired by the state of California. I'm retired Army. I did 24 years, including 3 tours in Iraq. And National Guard soldiers are called up, activated, whatever, paid for, recruited, enlisted, armed with federal money, but it all runs through the state of California.
Right. So the money's coming from the feds, going to bureaucrats in California who they say mismanaged this, and...
Right, and it's charged the state of California, not soldiers, in my opinion.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They should leave these poor soldiers alone who've been, out of the game for years now. This is a decade old here. Now they're jacking them for $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 after the fact. It's insane.
Wow. Absolutely. Yep. Well, I'm not surprised, though. I've been fighting with the IRS for years. I know what it is. It's a long story. It stems from property sale and divorce and you name it. But, they're always got their hand out and not banging on my door. So, yeah. And as I said, I'm no fan of the government.
Yeah, it's the upline officials who are the ones who should be getting the blame for this. But they, I guess one of them went to prison. We didn't get to the rest of the story yet. But so they put one guy in prison, but that's not going to help the people who are trying to get him
in prison for a mistake or for something he did on purpose?
For the mismanagement of these funds, which presumably was done on purpose. Army Sergeant, Master Sergeant Tony Jaffe, the California Guard's incentive manager, pleaded guilty in 2011 to filing false claims of $15.2 million and was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison. 3 officers also pleaded guilty to fraud and were put on probation after paying restitution. Instead of forgiving the improper bonuses, the California Guard assigned 42 auditors to comb through paperwork for bonuses and other incentive payments given to 14,000 soldiers, a process that was finally completed last month. So, Mark, you might be incorrect about this. It sounds like it was the Guard who audited these numbers, not the feds.
Well, I'm not claiming. The feds are pushing the issue, though, because it's the DOD. The DOD was mentioned earlier in the article as the one that was, making this happen.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think the Department of Defense was mentioned.
All right, Control F for defense.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Joe. I appreciate it, man. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I can tell you this. The federal government could stop this from happening if they wanted that to happen.
Yeah, the only time defense appears in this article is... let's see, the Pentagon's Defense Legal Services Agency. So, no, it doesn't talk about the Department of Defense at all here.
Well, it mentions the Pentagon. That's federal.
Let's continue here. We got Willie on the line in Pennsylvania, and I think you're listening to WILM, actually, in Delaware. Go ahead, Willie.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sitting at the Philadelphia airport listening on a Wilmington, Delaware station. But listen, I want to make a couple of quick points about the income tax.
Sure.
I'm a paralegal. I've been studying the income tax for a long time. And before I get real deep in the weeds here, can I just throw out one website people should look at? It's called LostHorizons.com. All the information you need about the income tax is in there. But here's the thing now. There's only 2 types of taxes in this in the world, actually, or in this country, and that's direct and indirect. And an indirect tax is basically a tax that you can avoid. And it's also called a privilege tax because – this is how the federal government has the ability to tax people. It's because you exercise a federal privilege. But most people do not exercise a federal privilege, but they get fooled because there's some terms of art in the Title 26, the income tax law, that fools people, such as the definition of employee, employer, and wages. Okay, these things you don't have anything to do with the average person out there who's earning a living on his own and does not exercise a federal privilege. In other words, he's not a federal employee. He's not an officer of a federal corporation. things of that nature.
Have you ever heard the name Irwin Schiff before?
Yeah, I know all about Irwin Schiff. He recently passed away, but
it's a shame.
This is not Irwin Schiff's issue. This is based purely on illegal research. Okay, people that have these silver bullet theories about the income tax, they always lose. Okay,
but yep, they do.
They do. But there's a lot of people out there who are filing correct income tax returns, and you always have to file a return, and that's because somebody sent the IRS some information that said, Joe Blow is an employee, I am his employer, and he made wages. So the government waits for Joe Blow to verify these things. If Joe Blow does nothing, doesn't file an income tax return, mm-hmm. then it goes down as a fact that you are an employer, you are an employee, and you made wages. But if you rebut that information with a correctly filed income tax return and say, no, I made zero wages, blah, 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 and you file, and they also have a form, 4852. People can look this up. It's right on the IRS website, form 4852, which corrects falsely filed or incorrectly filed W-2s and 1099s that people have sent in on you because they don't know the law, and you tell the IRS that you know the law, you send this in, you get all the withheld money back.
Now, okay? Have you actually done this?
Thousands and thousands of people have done this, and more attorneys
have
are coming along.
Have you actually done this?
Yes, I have. Yes,
okay.
I have.
How many years in a row is it?
I am an educated taxpayer, and I file a correct income tax return. And there have been times in my life when I have exercised the federal privilege, and I've had to pay the taxes. Okay? So, but listen, we can get deep in the weeds on this, believe me. We don't have time for that.
But I just wanted to see if you were actually somebody who's done this or if you were just an advocate of it. So you say you've actually done this, and I say kudos to you for that. I don't think people should have to pay these goons and whatever it is. If there's actually a system that works to save people from this IRS tyranny, I think that's
color me skeptical.
That's great.
Because there's people who are in jail for this stuff.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
No, sir. People are not in jail. People are in jail for not filing income tax returns, and people are in jail for evading federal income tax.
Yep, they're in jail for those things.
Right. Just because you earn a living in this country doesn't mean you owe the income tax.
I agree completely with you. I just, I want to make sure that I can't recommend, obviously, what you're saying without having actually researched it. So thank you for sharing it with us tonight, though.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.